their bags into the hand luggage compartment. Even though the cabin crew had instructed the passengers to place smaller bags and jackets under their seats, nobody seemed to get it. They kept stuffing jackets and canvas bags into the overhead luggage compartments and left no room for actual luggage. Nia sat next to a window and studied a man as he used all of his strength to try to squeeze his hand luggage diagonally into the luggage compartment, with no consideration whatsoever for the other bags up there. After a while, one of the pretty flight attendants rushed to help him. It was no problem for her to move a couple of bags to the side and let the man's bag slip into its place. The man sat down without a word and the flight attendant walked back towards her seat by the emergency exit, with a defeated expression on her face, as if this was a part of her job that she was very sick of. When she passed near, their eyes met, and it was clear that there was some kind of chemistry between them. The stewardess was very beautiful. Nia quickly looked away to stop herself from doing something impulsive. She switched her focus to the runway, where little cars drove around, pulling mountains of luggage behind them. A bit further away, where the cars hadn't driven as much, the snow was getting deeper and deeper by the minute. Helsinki to Stockholm, the last leg of a long trip home. Her legs ached after hours on her previous flight. She felt a prickling sensation throughout her body, and the overwhelming restlessness made her feel physically nauseous. At least now it was cold outside, which made it feel slightly easier to be trapped on an airplane without panicking. She ordered a whiskey as soon as she could, and sat there sipping on it while she watched the winter wonderland outside the window. Her head was spinning when she thought about what might happen this Christmas. Her palms felt sticky, and she almost gave in to the urge to go look for the pretty flight attendant to distract herself. But she couldn't run anymore. Enough was enough. When they landed, she had already had 4 glasses of whiskey, and the airport felt a bit blurry. The crowd of Swedish-speaking people in the airport felt surreal. She had met other Swedes these last 3 years, and when she did, they had always been excited to hear their native language and stopped to talk for a bit. Here, nobody stopped to say hi or to even look at her. Everyone was dressed in winter clothes, and the floor was slippery from melted snow. She pushed her way through the crowd and found a taxi outside the airport doors. "I'm here," Nia shouted as soon as she had opened the door to the house. The scent of Christmas filled her nostrils. "Finally," she heard people say inside the house. "Where have you been?" Someone wondered with a tone that sounded a bit too angry to fit the situation. "Come here, you rascal," someone else said. "Yes, yes, take it easy, I'm coming." Without taking her coat off, she walked into the living room. What she saw in there made her blink frantically and bring a hand to her heart. She barely had time to look at all of her friends before a tall figure lifted her up in a hug that made her drop her bags full of Christmas presents. The snow that had stuck to the bags melted and formed a little puddle of water around them. She heard someone click their tongue next to them, and when Frank put Nia down on the floor again and her sight was free from his big beard, she turned her head and met Charlie's grey-blue gaze. Before they could wrap their arms around each other, they heard a scream. "Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!" The next person to hug her was very short, and Nia was always amazed how something so tiny could be so loud. Nia had to bend over to hug her, and Julia threw herself over her. "Bitch, you're late," she said finally, before she took Nia's face in her hands and kissed her on the mouth. "Julia, you're even louder than last time I saw you, and you really need to stop watching those American sitcoms." "Julia helped herself to a bottle of red wine while we waited for you," Frank said and laughed. Julia turned and stuck her tongue out to Frank before she hugged Nia again. Her eyes looked shiny when she said, "I've missed you. I'm allowed to be loud." "Of course. But Julia, get out of my way so I can say hello and get back to dinner." Charlie hugged Nia until her...